When the Mishnah Brura in Siman Ayin Aleph. So the last thing we saw was that even though there is the halach of animus, which exempts you from saying Kriya Shema b'makai mitzvahs, but if once you've handed over the mace to the ksafim and they're going to take charge of the kvura, then you are no longer responsible, you're no longer involved, and you would be chayav the mitzvahs and you should daven straight away. So let's go to the first very wide line of the Mishnah Brura. Do you have it where the Mishnah Brura writes, Lefi zeh loy yofe oisim? Loy yofe oisim. We read this yesterday. It's not correct what people do. Ha'oinim shemamtinim lehispalel ad achah kavura. They wait to daven all the way after the kavura, even though they've given over the body. The take of Kishan Ispashram a Chevra Kadisha, as soon as they come to an arrangement with the Chevra Kadisha, Ba'ad Mokan Kavura, with regard to the exact plot of burial, the Nosnul Hem Kola Itzois, and they've given all the necessary funding, the Tachrichim and the shrouds, then that's it. You're no longer involved. Chayovim Nispalal. Now, the Omnom. Lefa'omim, and I think this is more relevant, perhaps in our day and age, sha'adayin einon shoven be'eza mokam yikburuhu. Either they haven't come to a final decision on where they're going to bury him, and it's an issue, therefore, of kavod ha'meis, you're still dealing with the meis, oy kol zman shemaspidin oisai, or if there's still hespedin going on, so you are very much involved. So then Oz Potter. So then indeed you would be exempt. But the takech achal zeh, but then afterwards, mutalis palel v'chayev. V'chayev ovel, b'mokim she'ein chabura hamiyuchedes lezeh. If there's no chabura, there's no proper chevra kadisha to take charge, then the ovel would be chayev. Af sheyesh loy mi she'es asik b'kvura avuroi. Even though he might have somebody to help him out with a kvura, but he hasn't officially handed over responsibility to a chevra, then nimshach or aninus, then the aninus continues, ad sheyikburuhu v'yashlichu ha'ofer olav, until they throw the earth on him, umiyad shemaschilin lahashlich ha'ofer olav, yelei ha'ov lebeis shel hakvorais v'yikrav yispal olsham. So let's talk about what we see nowadays. Nowadays, if somebody passes away, the Chevra Kadisha do take charge, but I think it's fair to say that the relatives of the meis are not out of the picture. We don't hand over the body to the Chevra Kadisha and then walk away. We're actively involved and pretty much until the end. And therefore, in nowadays day and age, even though the Chevra Kadisha are, of course, running the show, but the Oinein will not daven until after the kavura.
Rabbi, just a quick question. So in there, the Mishnah Berurah says it's kavod shomeis, but I feel like it's really interchangeable with that you're wearing the burden. I feel like it can jump at, like the Mishnah Berurah could have said it's
he's Isaac Bemitzah, quite right.
So they're interchangeable, right. The two?
I'm not sure. Good point. Not sure. Now comes a very important shayla. Ve'im nimshach aninus ad samuch l'soif zman kriya shema. We know that kriya shema could be said until when? Until the end of 3 hours. 3 hours into the day, shehu ad revi'a hayim. Until a quarter of the day, kafi erech hashoyeh shel hayim. So imagine soif zman kriya shema is 9 o'clock in the morning. The Levaya is taking place at 8:30 in the morning. So he knows it's very, very, very close. Now, if the Levaya takes place in the afternoon, so it's too bad. En malasot. He doesn't say Kriya Shema, certainly not until the Levaya. But over here, it's very, very close. V'im yispalel kaseda, and if he davens in the normal manner, yavoir hazman shel Kriya Shema. Okay, so the Levaya finishes at 10 to 9. Now, he's going to start davening and saying his brachas and everything. He's not going to manage to reach Kriya Shema by 9 o'clock. So then, Yikra Kriya Shema, Beloi brachas, Achakach Yispalel Kaseda. And therefore, the Yikra Oid Pam Kriya Shema, Imha brachas. You can always say Kriya Shema 100 times a day if you like. It's just psukim from the Torah. But you do have to make sure, if you can, to say it before the Seif Zman Kriya Shema. So in this particular case, where he's running very, very tight, and if he doesn't say Kriya Shema, he's going to miss the Seif Zman, then indeed it's better that he should say the Kriya Shema without the brachas, and then he'll daven patiently and say the Kriya Shema afterwards with the brachas. Now that's all with regard to Kriya Shema. If it's a bit later, V'im nimshach o'aninos ad la'acha arba shois, which is the end of the Zman Tefillah. So das amogen avrom. The brachas ha-shachar, d'haynu mashak kodem baruch ha-shoma, loy yoimram. You should not say them at all. This is a tremendous chiddush. Why? Av she'yesh loy p'na, even though he's got time, but kiven she'b'shas ikar chiyuvay, because at the main time of obligation, which is in the morning, if you are exempt in the morning from saying the brachas, that exempts you the whole day. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, but the suffix brachas lahakel. So if a very big machleika, it's very, 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 very important to know this. By the way, in a normal case, you can say Birkas HaShachar afterwards as well. Imagine today, somebody woke up late and it got very late, he could say Birkas HaShachar afterwards as well. But over here, the problem was that the main time of obligation, which was in the morning, he's exempt. Now, somebody asked this yesterday, I don't remember, maybe it was wrong. Somebody asked this yesterday, what's the halachas of Tashlumin over here? So this is what the Magen Avraham is telling you. You can say Birkas HaShachar later on in the day, if at least in the morning you are obligated to do so, so you can now do so b'dievet in the afternoon. But over here, you were never mechuyev in the morning. Why not? Because he was a classic oinin. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says there are some who disagree with the Magen Avraham, but it's a Sofik Brachas. And Sofik Brachas lahakel, zulas, besides for Birkas HaTorah, Ushalo Yosani Goy, Oved Ve'isha, those brachas you can say, Afla Magen Avraham, Yuchal Levarech. So the brachas of Birkas HaTorah, which has nothing essentially to do with the morning, and Shaloyosani Goy, and Shaloyosani Oved, and Shaloyosani Isha, none of those specifically have anything to do with the morning. Why? Because those are more general brachas on the Torah, or thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not a Goy, an Eved, or an Isha. The other brachas, the other brachas of Malbish, Arumim, Pekeach, Ivrim, those are brachas which pertain to the morning. I have clothes to wear when I wake up in the morning, open my eyes in the morning, I get up in the morning. Therefore, the Magen Avraham maintains the Ikar Zman for those brachas is the morning, and once you missed it, you missed it. Whereas Birkas HaTorah and the Shaloy Asani Goy Oved Ve'isha can be said all day. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes in parenthesis over here, you should not put on tefillin. Tefillin is a different halacha. Even after Aninus, there's a special halacha on the first day, you do not put on tefillin all day. Then he says, V'yispalel ha-yudches brachas levad. You should then daven Shmoneh Esra. Avol birkas kriya shema mashma b'shulchan aruch and simon nunches, that you've missed it. Others disagree. Now, skip a few lines, and you'll see, I'm just missing out three or four lines. Have you got where the Mishnah was just after the parenthesis? There is a parenthesis. Just the first words after the parenthesis, three or four lines from where we were just up to now. Oid Kosav. Have you got the Oid Kosav? Yeah, you have that? So just after the brackets, the Mishnah Berurah says, Oid kosav b'derech hachayim, the elu abrachas, these brachas, as we said before, shaloi asani goy v'oved v'isha u birkas ha-toirah, zmanom kol hayoim. Their zman is all day, and therefore, even if you didn't say it in the beginning, v'afilo achachatzois, im nikvar yoimrom. If he is buried by then, you would say them. So if the Levi is only going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening, so he's an oimin all day. So for he will not say brachas that day at all. But if the Leviah is, let's say, today at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so at 4:15, when the Leviah is finished, he'll say Birkas HaTorah and Shaloy Osani Oved Isha V'Goy.
You don't, even an Onain doesn't say Birkas HaTorah first at all? Because like even in a Hespe, they quote Psukim or...
That's a big kasha. It's a big kasha. Hey, you can do that, but I might say it's not considered learning. I guess has to be the answer. But otherwise, you're right. You do not say Birkas HaTorah at all. But you can say Birkas HaTorah after the Levaya, even if it is the end of the day. Aval tfilas yud ches lo yispalel rak ad chatzois v'lo yoyzer. But tfilas shmeina esra, obviously, is referring to shachris, cannot be davened any later than chatzos. I think, by the way, we've learned this in the past, that even though Shmoneh Esrei lechatchila should be said, of course, by the end of Seis Man Tfilah, which is 4 hours, but b'diavad it can be said until chatzos. But after chatzos, you have missed shachris. Now, under ordinary circumstances, on a regular day, somebody who didn't daven shachris does tashlumin for mincha. But the oinein, who's now become an ovel, does not do tashlumin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Gam ein sorech, he does not need lahashlim to be mashlim oisa tfilo betfilo hasmucha in the nearest davening. For example, kagoy imloi hispalel shachris, if he did not daven shachris as a result of the aninus, loi yashlim b'mincha. Then he should not be mashlim mincha, why not? Deloi domi. Because it's not comparable to the normal case of tashlumin l'shochach, oinenas, if a person forgot, or he had an oinas and he didn't daven, v'lo yispal al shachris, therefore normally the halacha is the mashlima b'mincha, he can make up for it, mincha time by davening twice, d'hosam b'emes hoya m'chuyev. Because there he was mechuyev to daven. That means in a normal case, tashlumin is said for somebody who was obligated to daven and you never fulfilled your obligation. Rak shal yedei siba, just for some reason, lo yispalo. Masha'in kein, kan dava potur midin. But over here, it's not just he, by the way, forgot to daven. He was never obligated in the first place. So same would be a mincha ma'ariv. If somebody passed away in the evening and the levaya is only the next morning, so therefore his children and relatives did not daven ma'ariv that night. So the next morning after the levaya, they might daven shachris. They will not do tashlumin for the previous night ma'ariv. Why? Because they were never obligated to daven ma'ariv in the first place. Now comes a fascinating halacha. A fascinating halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vahani Mili, that's only true im hoya meisoi mutal lefonov. If the person passed away, mei eis hascholas chiyuv hatfila ad hashlomas zmano. We just said that if you did not daven as a result of being an oinein, then there is no tashlumin. Why? Because you were never obligated. One second. Let's qualify that statement. What do you mean you were never obligated? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can only say that he was never obligated if indeed he was an oinein for the entire duration of the zman chiyuv tefillah. So for example, shachris in the morning. Let's say, for argument's sake, the earliest time to daven shachris is at 6 o'clock, and the latest is at 10 o'clock. Let's say that's the day. Now, if somebody passed away at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the Levaya is going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So when did the Zman of Tefillah kick in? 6 o'clock. When did it end? 10 o'clock. And he was an Oinin for the entire duration of those 4 hours. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when they do the Levaya, now that's when we say that there is no Tashlomin. Why? Because he was never mechuyev in the first place. But if the person did not pass away 4 o'clock in the morning, he passed away 7 o'clock in the morning. So at 6 o'clock, this fellow was mechuyev to daven. 6, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45. It was only at 7 that his patur kicked in. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he would do tashlomin. Why would he do tashlomin? Because you cannot say that he had an absolute exemption. It's not true. From 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock, he was mukhiyav. Have a look again at the Mishnah Berurah by the little letter tes. Vahani mili, that's all true. When did we say there's no tashlomin? Only if the dead person was lying there, may ace from the time of Hascholas Chiyuv HaTfilah, from the time right at the beginning of the Zman Tfilah ad Hashlomas Zmano, until the time that the Chiyuv terminates. For example, could go Shahoyom Meisoy Mutal Lefonov Me'aloy Sashachar. The dead body was lying there ready from Alois HaShachar, V'heir Pnei Kol Mizrach. And that's when the sun rose, Ad Chatzos. Ah, so if it was Ad HaChatzos, that means right from the beginning of Zman Shachris until the end of Zman Shachris, there was never one single minute that he was Chayev B'Tfilah. He was an Oinein for the entire duration. Aval im meis la'achar shekva hischil hachiyuv olov. But if he died only after the obligation to daven has already taken effect, kegoyin la'achar sheheir pnei kol mizrach, then afal pi shelo kavruhu, even though they didn't bury him adach hachatzois, mashlim bezman mincha. They will be mashlim. Why? The hoyel since the chal olov chiyuv, because the chiyuv did take effect on him, mitchilas eis, from the beginning of the time, shebos man hatfilah, afal pi sheloi hoyo shows ligmoir hatfilah, even though he couldn't finish the tfilah, because afterwards aninus kicked in, mikol mokoim, nevertheless, kiven shechal olov achiyuv, once the obligation takes effect, Chayev lahashlim achar kach hatfila bizman mincha. So we've learned a number of very, very important halachas in this lengthy Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. But again, if you are potter from Aninus, then Birkas HaTorah you could say all day. Shelo yosani goy oved ve'isha you can say all day. Shachris only until Chatzos, there will be no Tashlumin, but that's only, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you were exempt from the entire duration of the Zman Chiyuv. But if the person died, for example, only in the middle, at 9 o'clock in the morning, so then until 9 o'clock, you are obligated to daven. So therefore, if you didn't daven, there will be a Chiyuv Tashlumin come Mincha time, if by that time the Kavura has taken place.
Does that comment, that last halacha, apply only to Shmoneh Esrei, because you're obviously you're chayav Kriyashma all day too?
Kriyashma is all day, quite right.
Okay, and what about the whole idea about tefillin then? Because if we're saying that he had a chiyuv,
tefillin is different. Tefillin, there was no chiyuv. That's not because of aninus. That's on the first day that the person died.
Yeah.
There's zero chiyuv tefillin. Period. There is, by the way, a very big machlokes. What happens if somebody dies today, Wednesday, But the kavura only takes place on Thursday. Does he put on tefillin on Thursday? There are some who maintain that the exemption of tefillin only applies if the patira and the kavura on the same day. It's a very big machlekes. The bottom line is the Mishnah Brura does not accept that position. Therefore, according to the Mishnah Brura, he would not put on tefillin both on the Wednesday and on the Thursday. There are those who discuss this. Okay, let's have a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotan Hey. But before we see that, have a look at a fascinating Biur Halacha. Top of the page, and look at the Biur Halacha. Says the Biur Halacha, Misha Meisle Meis Potem Mekriya Shemao Mitfila, etc. V'chei Mikala Mitzvahs. And as we said, so too from all the mitzvahs. V'dafka Mitzvahs Aseh, I think we mentioned this yesterday, only from positive mitzvahs, aval mitzvahs loisa, say negative mitzvahs, chayobin, afilu b'dovar shu midrabonon. If you remember yesterday, we said if somebody wants to eat as an oinein, even though he doesn't make a bracha, but he does have to do netilas yodayim, because netilas yodayim is considered to be an issa, there's an issa to eat without. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, fascinating shaila. Kosav haderech hachayim, im nikvar hameis, La'achar she'ochal. Imagine somebody ate, he does not make a bracha, he does not say Birkas Hamazon, and then they bury the dead. Va'adayin lo'y ovar hazman she'yis'achil hamazon, but the time of digesting the food has not yet finished. Let's say digestion takes, for an argument's sake, an hour. So he ate, then they did the kavura, a very quick kavura in 20 minutes. So obviously he did not bench before the kavura. There's no chiyuv brachas hamazon. But he's still feeling satisfied from the food. He hasn't fully digested it. So then chayev levorech brachas hamazon. So he would make brachas hamazon. V'chein ba'asher yotzar. If somebody had to be excused as he was an oinein, so he does not make a bracha of asher yotza when he leaves the bathroom. But chayev levorech asher yotza achar shenikva hameis, afilu kol hayom, even all day. If somebody goes to the bathroom and he has to make a bracha of asher yotza, when does he have to say that bracha? So lechatchil, obviously straight away, but the evidence could say it later as well. So therefore, even though he couldn't say it immediately, but he could say it later on, following the kavura. Don't ask a question, oh, 1 second, but he was exempt in the beginning, so there's no tashlumin afterwards. No, this is not tashlumin. The zman of Birkas Asher Yotza is any time afterwards. So he's still within that time. Ein shom time im loy shemavakesh oy lasos trochov. Unless he needs now to go to the bathroom again, then ein sorech ata levorech, ki im brocha achas al shteyem. So then you just need to make one Asher Yotza on both. But if he does not now need to go to the bathroom, he did, however, do so before he went to the kavura, so he will say asher yotzar now. If he needs to go to the bathroom again now, so you could say asher yotzar once, and that will apply for both. Now, somebody asked the other day, how long can somebody be an oinein for? So look at the bialoch right at the end. He says oid kosav shom. In a place where they are transporting the dead body from town to town. These are the cases, by the way, where a person can have these types of shailas, how long one can be an oinein for. As in mokoim korevu, if it is in close proximity, then have a oinein u'potim in a kriya shema v'tfila. V'lim ha'mokoim rochoik, but if it is a distant place, kagoim, Mahalech base yomim, for example, it's a 2-day trek. Then lo yavo oinein ad sheyavoyu leir kvurasei. So again, all these shailas, be'ezus Hashem, should be halacha v'lo lemaisa. But if ever then again one has to ask a shaila, see if one is transporting the mace from America to Israel to England, wherever it may be, especially when you sometimes have shailas when the person was nifted, let's say on a Friday, and until it arrives in Israel, it's going to be Sunday evening, 2.5 days later. How long is it going to be an ayinin? There'll be halacha saying of it. If it's for 2 days, that's really too long. Now, just have a look at one more Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin over the page. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said you're not supposed to be machmir. If somebody's an oinin, then that's it. Now he said, but what happens if you have other people to take care of the kvura? So then, if you want to be machmir, then you can. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Zayin that if you look in Yeridea Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Shom posak de einoi rasho'oi lahachme b'kol gavna v'chein ikar. The bottom line is, Moirai v'raboisai, again, this should be halacha v'lo lemaisa. We paskin, if somebody's an oinein, he's exempt, period, and should not do mitzvahs. Not just he need not, he may not. And one should not be machme. Now, u'mikol mokoim is one very important exception. Ben shehu oinein al oviv v'yesh misaskin bil adoy. Somebody who's an oinein, his father passed away, and there are people to deal with the levaya. Muter loy leilech lebeis haknesses loymar kaddish olav ki zek voidoy shel oviv u'muter lekula alma. So even though we said to do mitzvahs, in theory, one could be machmir, we paskin that not, but to say kaddish, one can. So this is very, very negeh, halacha l'maisa. I remember in the Grosh Shul, you remember our friend, Ramesh Zelig, Eliyahu Liba, one of your neighbors. So I think it was his mother who passed away in Canada. And for whatever reason, there was a delay. So until his mother was brought to Eretz Yisrael, it was only going to be the next day. I remember he turned up in the Grosh Shul and he said Kaddish. So even though he would be an Oinein and Potter from Mitzvahs, but because there's nothing for him to do at the moment, so the Mishnah Berurah says you can come and say Kaddish. We call Shekein b'Shabbos v'Yomtev. Even more so on Shabbos v'Yomtev, where the halachos v'aninos are less. Okay, have a look briefly at the Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Beis.
Why does it say Aviv?
Or as opposed to Imoy?
Or any other Krovim? Especially the story of the guy from the Grays, who's his mother.
You know, we're not Machalotin Aviv and Imoy. You're asking, what about Shar Kroivim, about other relatives? I'm not sure. Good point. I don't know. I don't know why it says Dafka. Yeah, not
sure. Is that a rule? Anytime it says Aviv, it means Imo also?
I think this is just isn't it just an example? In other words, a son who lost his father.
Right. No, I know. I didn't know if that makes sense. If it's just an example,
it looks like it's simply just an example. I think